It's Morning Edition on 90.1 WABE. I'm Dennis O'Hare. This is the final week of early voting in Georgia after a big turnout Saturday and Sunday for the last early voting weekend. Brian Kemp is Georgia's Secretary of State who supervises the state's elections. He joins us now. Secretary Kemp, welcome back.
Great to be on with you. Thanks for having me.
What are, as we speak, the current numbers for early voting? Do you have any idea what the exact number is at this point?
I do. Through this point in time, we've had 1.9 million, well, almost 2 million votes. We're at 1,992,000 right now. We've had about a little over 150,000 by mail, and then over 1.8 million in-person votes. So very strong turnout. We're already ahead of the 2012 numbers, and I think there's a good chance that we may actually break our record in 2008, which, as you know, is a historic election. There was over 2.2 million votes cast early that year.
A little over 2 weeks ago, Republican candidate Donald Trump said in a tweet, "Of course there is large-scale voter fraud happening on and before Election Day. Why do Republican leaders deny what's going on? So naive." Those were his words. Do you think there's large-scale voter fraud going on in Georgia?
Well, there's definitely voter fraud that goes on, and it's definitely a serious issue and something that we take very seriously in the Georgia Secretary of State's office. I think the good thing about our state is we've had policymakers present and in the past that have passed some very good laws, and the State Election Board has passed very good rules to help keep our elections secure in Georgia so we don't face a lot of the issues that some do. But we had an election a year or so ago, a local mayor's race that a Superior Court judge threw out because there was a vote buying scheme going on, and a judge saw enough evidence to overturn that race and order a new one. And that happened, you know, at the local level right in Georgia.
But is that the kind of large-scale voter fraud that Trump is talking about?
I would disagree with the you know, having seen in the past on a statewide scale some sort of large voting scheme. I wouldn't be able to speak to other states and the rest of the country, but I personally haven't seen that here, but it doesn't mean that voter fraud doesn't happen, and it's something that we keep an eye on constantly, and fortunately we do have good policies here in the state to help prevent that.
And you said in a tweet on October 19th, "Stand with me in opposition to the left's blatant attempts to disrupt Georgia elections." PolitiFact Georgia rated that statement false, saying your office could not produce any proof of any widespread conspiracy, left-wing or otherwise.
Yeah, well, you know, PolitiFact, actually, if somebody fact-checked them on that, they would get a pants on fire for that ruling, because that tweet was not even talking about voter fraud. It was talking about the ACLU weighing in and filing another lawsuit in regards to keeping voter registration open another week in the coastal counties and the rest of the state after a federal judge had already ruled on that case once. So that's what I was talking about as regards to the left disrupting an election.
The timing of that was more driven by Hurricane Matthew than anything else. And in Florida, in similar conditions, a judge allowed the extension of voting, early voting periods. So
that's true, Dennis. But I think keep in mind that this same judge had already ruled in that case to allow the Chatham County to stay open an extra week, had already ruled not to open the other counties because they were open the last day of the voter registration period. The mail was running down there. The plaintiff in one of those cases that they had was a high school student. That person could have literally registered at the high school that day. And this group still came back and took our time, took the state's resources to try to press to open the voter registration up statewide, mind you, statewide for an extra week. That is in violation of Georgia state law.
The question, I guess, though, regarding that tweet is, because you obviously with Twitter you don't have room to specify what you're talking about, couldn't somebody just seeing that tweet feel like you were acting in a partisan way and secretaries of state are really not supposed to be doing that?
Well, I would disagree with that. I don't think anybody can point to a situation where I've acted in a partisan way when it comes to doing my job. You know, all these people that are complaining about, you know, we're trying to suppress the vote and to suppress minority voting. You know, they never mentioned that I'm the one that pushed online voter registration in our state where you can literally register to vote 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. They never mentioned that we have a student ambassadors program where we have high school seniors, juniors, and sophomores promoting voter registration in over 100 high schools now in elections. So, you know, I would disagree with that. I'm not normally one to do that, but when they push hard on me, I'm going to push back because I have a job to do, and I feel like I owe it to the citizens of the state to let them hear both sides of that argument.
Republican Brian Kemp is Georgia's Secretary of State. Mr. Secretary, thanks very much for being with us. We really appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.